You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
Joins us, LT. How you doing?
I'm very well. Beautiful day. Nice and warm. We got a little bit of 3x3 basketball watching today. It was very nice.
Did you try to dunk, Al?
No, they wouldn't let me. They thought there were, you know, they had the defrib there and everything. I could have done it, but they said maybe not today, you know.
Yeah. They didn't have the trampoline out there, right? That's where you used to like to do your 360 dunks off of.
Listen, you got, I'm the best 34 inseam basketball player in history, just so everybody knows.
How was the hooping?
It was great. I mean, they're fantastic talents. Like, it really is. It's a breathtaking sport because it's so intense and there's no time, you know, because of the shot clock. And so you're consistently up and down the floor. And it's really exciting. I have to say that I think that this is a sport that's going to grow a lot over the next, you know, however many number of years. It's a lot of fun.
Let's get to a few things here. First of all, I asked Speck about it. What do you make about Bouchard's chances of making Team Canada?
Well, how many players of his type do you, like, I think Bouchard's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But are you going to have who are puck movers and right-handed puck movers? Because I think he can, like, there's no doubt in my mind he could play, qualify, and play brilliantly for the team. But the Team Canada often has a combination of grit and finesse and two-way types and complete types. So, I mean, I think, go play, got a chance to play. Who knows who's going to show up or who's going to be injured? I think if he plays, he'll play well. But I also think that it'll be dependent on the makeup of the team.
Well, what do you mean? Like, do you want guys who can move the puck? And like, Bouchard can defend well enough, like we've seen in the playoffs,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. But you have to admit there's a bias for coaching against having too many players of that type. So Bouchard can play brilliantly defensively. I'll defend him all day. But I think that he should have been considered, you know, previously for other teams, all star teams, and he's not. I think there is a tendency to kind of slow play his defensive efforts, and I think that will probably impact him.
And that's probably valid. I don't discount that and honestly, I think Oilers fans, it might be better if he doesn't make the team because, you know, he plays the most minutes on your team. McDavid's going to play. We know the Drysdale's playing. Hyman might play, right? I guess there's an outside chance Ekholm could play. So, you know, you could have a lot of guys there. And while it's a great opportunity for the players individually, no doubt, if you want your team to win the cup, might be better off not going. So we'll see where that comes out. Were you surprised at all the forwards in the defense, but only three goalies?
No, I mean that, like, this is an invitation camp, right? Like, this is they're having a look kind of thing, and they could. When do they have to make their final decision?
Oh, not until, because they've already announced six players. I think the rest of the roster. I don't know the exact date, but it's early December, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, like, there's as long as there's leeway, and
maybe
goaltending is, yeah, the goaltending is, like, I mean, what if somebody starts off hotter than a firecracker, right? You know, like, I mean, what I don't know about goaltending is a lot, but I think you know, sometimes, you know, Canada is so stacked, you can pick it, you know, 2 years out. And sometimes it's like, okay, who's hot, you know, and we'll wait and see. But I mean, right now it's interesting. It's a curio, but beyond that, you know, it's, you know, we're just kind of getting excited. And it's nice to have some hockey news for sure.
Yeah, no, it's good. To the Elks, and we saw an upset last night. What do the Elks have to do to get an upset on Saturday?
Well, I think they've got to play well on both sides of the ball. The offensive line has to be very strong. I think, you know, I think they have to be as intense as Declan Kruger told me they were at practice this week, where they were knocking heads and being very physical. And you know, I mean, some of these fellows are you know, looking at professional extinction, right? Because if, you know, that there are going to be changes, and there already have been, but, you know, they're moving guys in and out of the roster, you know, starting or backups or changing positions. So those things are happening, but they played too soft off the ball quite a bit of this year. There was a period of time where they weren't, you know, they weren't stretching the field defensively. They've got to do all of those things, but mostly they just have to, they have to win. There's some frustration for me. They didn't have Trey Ford use his legs for part of the year. They were playing off defensively, and some of the play calling offensively, I think, has been a little bit predictable. So, and I'm not saying they've lost the games because of this, but it feels like they're this is a new coaching group, and they're kind of feeling their way. Not that they've cost games, but I think they have to be locked and loaded and play to the strengths of their team. That, you know, Fajardo's going to play, then play to his strengths and whatever they may be. They've got talent on this team on both sides of the ball. The defense was supposed to be the strength. It needs to be tomorrow.
Al Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide, joins us. Al, I know you follow baseball. You're still in your baseball fantasy league. So I'm curious, how much does the trade deadline impact your fantasy league?
Not terribly. I mean, I would say that it's like, things like the San Francisco closer was completely up in the air because they made a trade, but it's most of the season is most of the our season for the fantasy leagues is done. So you're either in or out, and so you're tweaking. And the trade line for the fantasy league is about a month from now. I would say that it's interesting and it's curious, but you're almost, here's how I'll say it, you're almost better off looking at who is still on a roster that's going to be the closer or the outfielder or whatever than you are about who's gotten traded, because the players who've been traded are already on teams, so they're going to remain there. It's the opportunities for the rookies that are, or the young players who are maybe going to step in and play after the big feature player leaves, and that's interesting, but we'll have to wait and see in the next few weeks. I don't think there'll be a lot of major moves that are going to have an impact on the fantasy baseball. Maybe I'm wrong, but how I feel.
And who's ever got Vladdy Guerrero in your fantasy draft is all of a sudden happy, because he is starting to really hit the ball the last few weeks. Like, basically ever since coming out of the All-Star break, he has been pounding it. He got another home run tonight for the Jays. Like, he's got the best average in baseball since the All-Star game, and you know, slugging percentages off the charts. Like, it's funny how he historically has been much better in the second half.
Yeah, he's my favorite player to watch. I will never the two batters that I, well, three, Shohei, yes, Judge, and Guerrero for me are like, if I'm in a bar and I'm talking to somebody, I will just I'll try not to ignore them, like, obviously, but I will just stop paying attention, because I think those guys are just so damn much fun. And Vladdy's just brilliant. I mean, his dad was one of my favorite players, and he's like, you know, he's just money. He's so much fun to watch. He has such a good time playing the game. And when he hits a ball out, it is a screamer. It's just like, it's you know, going to supply satellite television to Buffalo if he's playing in Toronto. It's gone.
Al, have a great weekend, a long weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, boys. Have a great one.